Gossip and all things juicy. It's the AMPM report.
Hey, Allison and Mark, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Happy birthday going out to all of the Tauruses celebrating today. You share the day with Master P. He turns 50 today. Also, gospel singer Erica Campbell turns 48. Today was also the day that Duke Ellington was born. Shout out to everybody at Duke Ellington Performing Arts School. And Jerry Seinfeld turned 66 today. Yeah, and a lot of people. So big happy birthday going out to everyone celebrating today. In the news, you know, I don't really like to do gossip. I wanted y'all to chime in. One of our favorites, Denzel Washington. Have you heard what's going on in the news? How Katie Couric saying how, you know, she felt so uncomfortable in an interview a long time ago with Denzel. Apparently, during the interview, Katie Couric said something to Denzel Washington, and she says, "You guys in Hollywood, you folks out there." And then Denzel snapped back and said, "I don't know what Hollywood folks saw. First of all, Hollywood is a town that has some stars on the sidewalk. I don't know anybody from there, so I don't like that saying. And you calling us type of folks," he says, "I'm not a Hollywood folk." So he said that, and I guess Katie felt very, I guess she felt like...
Awkward.
And now she's making a big deal about it. What do you think about it? It's an old interview.
What happened? So
she was on a podcast.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not making a big deal. You know how they do. They take the biggest, you know how they do.
Okay.
You know how we do.
Okay.
She was on a podcast.
Here's my thing. Give me the opportunity to interview Denzel Washington.
Okay.
We could do a make good. We'll be all right.
No, we will not.
Also, in other news, Janet Jackson, there's a biopic in the works. Are you looking forward to seeing that? Would you want to see that?
I am, but
as long as it's truthful.
Well, we know how Uncle Mark feels about it. He don't want to see
it. Gonna talk about her baby? You're gonna talk about her baby?
The barge? Okay. Wow.
Yeah, they're going to talk about that.
Okay, well, we'll see.
We'll see. I want it to be, you know, authentic, and I'm not sure. You know, her production was stopped down. They're still looking for who's going to play Janet. I don't know.
You're going to talk about her and Bobby Brown?
As long as it's truthful.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, well, we're going to talk about that. Also, in other news, you touched on it earlier. Gabrielle Union gave some advice to Aisha Curry, like, way back in the day, and on an Instagram Live that they did online. And actually, Dwayne Wade was talking about Gabrielle and saying, you know, back in 98, you was a little thought, and then Gabrielle goes on talking about what happened, and this is what happened.
She was a thought in 98, back up for sure.
I was. Listen, I enjoyed my life, and that is the exact advice I gave Aisha and a young Steph at D. Wright's 25th birthday party.
It all comes out.
You guys, the likelihood of this working out is very low, and you should just break up now and have sex with other people.
That's what she told.
I'm glad they didn't listen.
Allison, you said you told someone that same advice a while ago.
I did.
What happened?
It was kind of like that. I have a very dear friend who was getting married and super young. She had only dated this one guy, that was her only boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, just, you know, maybe you need to date a little bit. I didn't say it like Gabby said it, but guess what? She did not listen to me, and they have been happily married ever since. And that's why I don't give my advice on nothing.
But we want to hear from you. Have you ever given someone some advice that you live to regret, or what do you think about the whole Gabby and Aisha advice? Call us.
Absolutely. Call us. 202-432-WHUR.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.